Lord John, we are so grateful unto you. We thank you for you did not forget to wake us up this morning. We did not take it for granted. We give you praise. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your very dear people that are here today. I ask that somebody's word will come. You will change our lives. You will do something that only the God in your class can do. The devil will be put to shame. We will be blessed. And all the glory will be yours. Thank you, dear Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. That amen is under construction. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning, please. You may be seated in the name of Jesus. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, instrumentalist. You will sing in heaven. I'm so grateful to the Lord for the privilege of being here today. And I want to thank the Ancient One for strength. I thought I would be on my bed because I have a 21-hour flight to catch. And then some people call you and you run. So when Pastor Ronti and Pastor Tim decided to bring me here, they are my bosses at the top, you know, the ogres at the top. So that I will not get a query, I had to forfeit sleep. I said, oh, so Pastor, you sleep on Sunday mornings once in a while, maybe once in 5 years, when you think your body needs it. I'm honored to be here, and I'm so grateful to the Lord. Thank you. I thank God for Lekki Church. I don't know why Damilola is there. And somebody is whispering something to my ears. Don't let possibility ground catch you. Thou shalt return home. They are trying to claim you. Are you claimable? Mali bro sakaya barabasha. Mio, I release you with all my heart. Because I have a feeling you will find a wife here in Lagos. He's looking around. Praise the Lord. It's one big family, and he's such a blessing. We thank God for you. Thank you, Pastor Ronti. Your wife is looking so delectable this morning. Your one day means a lot to me. And you have not finished prostrating. And you've not finished paying the dowry. For a girl to school in Malaysia, you cannot just pay one small dowry and say, so we'll see after the service. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I honor all of you, pastors that are here, you know, deaconesses, deacons. The Lord bless you and everyone in the name of Jesus. I bring you greetings from our bishop, who is currently in the U.S. He knows I'm here today. We thank God for him. If God didn't call him, I won't be here today, definitely. So let's celebrate him. You must learn to celebrate great people. Amen. I thank God for a couple that came with me to the service today, Mr. and Mrs. Bailo. God bless you. God bless you. In case you need a massage, this woman is a professional. She's too much. By the time she finishes beating me, I just slip off every time. Praise the Lord. This morning, I've been, you know, since I knew I'll be here, I've been praying and thinking about what the Lord will have me tell you. And in the last few days, the Lord has been steering my heart to look at a particular subject. And I have been using it to pray into my life. And it is the subject of help. Help. One day the Lord said to me, there is no strong person anywhere, only helped people. And one of the ways by which your destiny can be activated is when God sends you help. Many destinies, many potentials, many people's lives, many marriages, many blessings are inactive today, dormant. It's not that they are not big people. It's not that the future is not great. But there is no help. We have the Holy Ghost. And we also have people ghosts. There are people that God sends your way and your life just takes a turn upward. Today, I want to pray for you, and it's one of the greatest prayers anybody can pray for you. You will not lack help. Amen. Maybe you don't understand what I'm trying to say. From the beginning of your life to the end of your life, you need help. When you were going to be born, you could not conceive yourself. You couldn't package yourself to send you to this planet Earth. A man and a woman had to come together to conceive you. After you were conceived, you couldn't nurture yourself. You would have been aborted. A woman had to carry you in her womb. You disfigured her. She didn't bother. That's why you must never disrespect your mother, spiritual or biological, no matter what she does. Never. Honor thy father and mother, and it shall be well with you, and your days shall be prolonged. Dishonor them, flip it, and it shall not be well, and thy day shall be cut short. So when you bang the phone, you cut the phone on your parents, heaven says subtract 11 years from his life, because it shortens days. You can't maltreat your mother-in-law and expect to have a great life. I don't care whether she's a witch. I do not care. You play your part. Many years ago, my father and the Lord Bishop David Oyedepo, I was alone with him in his office. He said to me, God is going to lift you. God is going to promote you. God is going to make you great. I've seen that. And I want to tell you this. You must travel with it and let it travel with you. People are going to wrong you. People are going to be wicked to you. People are going to do messy things to you. But you must not let them change you. You must not sow it to them, because it is what they sow that they will reap, and it is what you sow that you will reap. I said, thank you, Papa. So it doesn't matter what people do to you. Whoever represents motherhood in your life must be honored, given double honor. When it was time for you to be born, you couldn't give birth to yourself. A woman had to go through labor. I have an orphanage, and motherless babies are brought to that place. Some women that were trying to have a baby, and then they lost their lives. No human words can express to you or explain to you what a woman goes through in pregnancy and delivery. The other day I was watching CNN, and they said they did a research, and it was concluded that the most beautiful name in the English language is the word mother. No woman can explain to you what she goes through in pregnancy, no matter how close you are to her. That's why you must treat them very well. When it was time for you to be born, you couldn't give birth to yourself. Somebody had to give birth to you. Your first meal, you could not even feed yourself. You couldn't give yourself a good bath. The education you have today, it has taken people to impart it to you. Whether native intelligence, whether morals, whether academic, whether spiritual, it has taken people. That is why you must always remember the people that God used to bring you to where you are. No matter what you become, you can change your mind, but you cannot change your history. And learn to always look back when you leave home. Learn to always look back. 2,000 naira, 5,000 naira, 5 million naira as the Lord blesses you. Whoever has blessed you in life. You cannot be your own driver, your own doctor, your own hairstylist, your own seamstress, your own teacher, your own everything. No, that's not the way life has been designed. Life has been designed that even though we are free people, we are not independent people. We need people. It's a deliberate and intentional thing that God did to sustain humanity. But the one that scares me most is this. When your days on earth are over, when you die, you are old, and you go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot bury yourself. You can't put yourself in the casket. Even if you do, you cannot shut it. Even if you do, you can't put yourself in the grave. Even if you do, you cannot put sand on yourself. You can't cover yourself up. From the cradle to the grave, you need people. From the womb to the tomb, you need people. That's the way God designed life. When you need help most, may you not lack it. I'm sure you don't understand what I'm saying. At the crucial moments of your life, may God raise people to activate your season. Yeah. It wasn't Vashti's husband that demoted her. It was people. This is not the first time a woman will say, I've been married 33 years. Sometimes my husband says, darling, come downstairs. I say, darling, and he doesn't say pack. So what did that woman do? He said, come downstairs, come. The woman, I don't know, she was having fellowship and all that. And then people blew it up. Before you knew what was happening, it had become a big national issue. Because she was disfavored. Nobody could speak for her in the palace. Memucan led a team and said, excuse me, sir. This cannot go on. This woman, blah, blah, blah. Great husbands and small husbands. They are great and small husbands, you know. Some husbands are great, some are small. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Esther chapter 1. Chapter 2. The man said, look, if we don't demote this woman, women will begin to disrespect their husbands, both great and small. So there are small husbands. I don't want to talk about that. Maybe the topic of my message will have been some other time. How to remain a small husband or how to become a big husband. There was nobody to speak for that lady in the palace. And that's the reason why many people's destinies are not activated. They are loaded, but nobody to kickstart. Loaded, and they die unsung. No help. Raise your right hand to heaven. When you need help most at any point in your life, I speak to you today as a prophet, you will not lack it. God will raise people that will defend you in places that matter. Receive unusual help in the name of Jesus. It is done. There are four kinds of helps. Maybe I should mention just two. There's what we call timely help. Help that comes on time. MKO Abiola, one of the leaders we had in Nigeria, he said his mother was ill and was at the hospital. He needed less than $1. He ran out, CC or something. He ran out looking for the money. Before he came back, the mother was dead. He got the money, but it was not timely. Many people's lives and destinies have been wasted because they were not helped on time. Can you imagine if the Red Sea did not part when it parted? Just picture it. Can you imagine if Jesus did not resurrect the way he did and the day he did? There are some helps that they just must come. They just must come. Some of you have heard me say this before. It's very hilarious, but let me say it again. I was preaching for Mama Oyedepo on Daddy Oyedepo several years ago, and I had a shoulder pad on. I didn't pin it. And those days, you know, they didn't tack it on. So while I was preaching, when I preach, I move around a lot. If not for this high shoe, I would have scattered everywhere. Going, you know, I move around a lot. That's me. Baba Adeboye stays and is commanding millions. We're different. So don't need to be anybody. Just be yourself and like yourself. While I was preaching, my shoulder pad was falling. Jesus, I was the only guest speaker with Mommy and Oyedepo. And the thing was coming that said, Jesus, this is disgrace. Oh, disgrace is coming. Suddenly, NEPA just took the light. For the first time in my life, I said, thank you, Lord, for NEPA. And you will not believe this. I quickly dropped the microphone. And to my amazement, I found the office pen in the dark. When we get to heaven, I'm going to thank God for that day. I found it in the dark. I placed it. The moment I did like this, light came back. On time help. When it's a quarter to shame, it's a good place to clap, don't you think so? quarter to shame. Like that Olajumoke. Okay? How come that she passed at that moment? Why not a day before? Why not 3 hours before? On time. Auntie White Belu. Fantastic lady. Auntie White Belu, just in the name of Jesus, you will be helped on time. Amen. Now listen, I'm a divider of inheritances, oh, by God's grace, and I'm a distributor of portions. When I pray for you, make sure you catch it. I didn't come here to waste my time or your time. Oh. When you need help most, you will get it. Amen. If God be God and I am his servant, you will not be put to shame. Amen. Whatever you have been looking for shall start looking for you. Amen. Wherever your helpers are, I decree that they will lose their peace. Amen. Until they help you, they will not have peace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, I believe it. Say, I receive it. Take your seat. If your destiny will be activated, if your potentials will be activated, if you will ever get to where you are destined to get to, you need help. I'm one village girl, little girl, small girl, helped by God. Helped by God. I got a United Nations nomination recently. I cried that they could even think about me. But I used to hawk to pay school fees. And people were writing some rubbish. Saying, because they didn't suffer. That's why they are talking about 1 million. Me didn't suffer. Head girl of a school. I wouldn't be able to go to school for 2 weeks. Because of less than $1. I know what is it. But why will your parents send you to school as a woman? And then all you want to do is have sex and give birth to children and not contribute anything and not have something to do with your life. I am leading a radical vanguard to say that every woman must have her own. It's an assignment I have from heaven. No hell can stop it. It's only insecure men that will attack me. So that you can oppress, a woman when I'm alive. Except you kill me and I have become unkillable. Every woman must have her own. No woman's life must be financially dependent on the husband. If your husband blesses you, that one should be Jara. You must have your own. Must have your own. And doesn't mean you'll be proud. I've been married 33 years. My husband says he wants to be married to me when we get to heaven. So if I were a devil, he wouldn't say that. If you say, how will I submit? I cannot submit now. My wife will not submit. I know how. If she has it, it's a lie. It is a lie. You can be wealthy and be submissive. Because submission is not what Africa defines submission to be. So an African, average African woman, a man, submission is subjugation. She down there. Shut up. All the children in the house, how they want to eat. That's not submission, uncle. Submission is strength put under control. I am heavy, but I give you the honor of leading me. So when I submit to you, you know who is submitting to you. You don't want to maltreat me. You don't want to waste the loyalty. You know this woman, when I ask you for 300,000, why am I going to use your alone? So when I ask a question about bearing 300,000, and that's what some African men do. Shut down their wives. I have been raised to restore dignity to womanhood, and I will do it till Jesus comes. No internet can stop that. Sometimes you need to look at who is even talking and place us side by side and choose who you want to listen to. If your husband asks you for 1 million and you don't have it, you don't say, oh, Mokuo, tell him, when do you need it? In our tribe, we women, we don't say, Mokuo, but if I need 1 million, you say, but when? The master can say, a new level with me. It's by faith. You don't use your mouth to say you are dead. May you rise. Amen. There's what we call compulsory help. It's timely help. It's compulsory help. None of you women that you are in the house, you don't do anything. Wake up. Don't be a full-time housewife. While you are at home, do something. Sell pure water. Do event planning. Do something online.
one woman said to me, I had to get her a job. She said she steals 200 naira from her husband's pocket to give offering. When I'm alive, do something with your life online. I can do catering. I can do events. You know, something must come into your pockets. When your husband gives you money, don't eat everything. Save some that you will have as your own. Go to where market is less. Only small husbands follow their wives to the market. Iran is a lie. It's only small husbands. Compulsory help. When people have no choice but to help you. For no reason. It's not that they really like you, but they just must help you. They just want to help you. Everybody is a product of help. Were you not here in this world when Obama was campaigning? And one of the Kennedys, who was dying of brain tumor in the hospital, left the hospital bed in pain to come and campaign for Obama? You think Obama just won? Compulsory help. People don't know why they are doing it, but they just look at you and say, it's not that I really like you, but anyway, you can have it. It has happened to me, oh. May it happen to you. Before they are thinking, it doesn't qualify, you have gone. You've gone. There's what we call unusual help. It's unusual. They don't know why, but they just must do it. We usually don't do it in this organization, but I don't know. They're speaking grammar, but they just do it. May God give you this help. In the name of Jesus. When God created you, He had progress in mind. Look at your feet. They are forward looking, not sideways. Do you notice? Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that you don't walk like this? Why is it that you go forward? When you're walking backwards, it's always temporal. It's just for some time. The first car that was manufactured, I studied and I discovered that it didn't have a reverse gear. Up till now, the airplane does not have a reverse gear. Because the manufacturer does not expect it to go backwards. That's the counsel of God for you. Why are your eyes in the front, not at the back? Your life is supposed to be better each day. And that's why you're in church today. God does not want you to sit down one way and be repeating and repeating and repeating. It's the devil. So you stand up and you curse him. And you activate your life. Say, no. I wasn't created to be wasted. The devil does three things to people's destinies. Number one, he diverts it. Number two, he delays it. Number three, he destroys it. If you don't get married until you are 47, when will you start having kids? If you don't have a baby, you have to wait for 15 years to have a baby. When will you start enjoying the fruit of your labor? When your child now puts you inside an air-conditioned car, and you say, put it up, because you are already 83. I don't want. The devil delayed your life. That's why you cannot shut up. I had all my kids before I was 30. I am 54 years old as I stand before you. I have 5 grandchildren. That is how to make life. Speed, speed, speed. And I'm going to live long. It is the Bible. That's what I'm standing on. It's the Bible. Help! It's coming your way. I came here today to activate your destiny. If you're not tired of where you are is tired of you. You need to move. You need to do something more. You need to get on. You need to go forward. If you are a house help and you are listening to me in this service today, go and do school SAT. God didn't create you to be a house help. While you are a house help, start reading. Do school SAT. You are aging. You can do evening classes. Talk to your madam or to your whatever. Please, can I do something? I had a message today. One Mrs. Adejuma came to church. And she said, we should please, ma, can I do lesson? Awolowo didn't go to any university. He graduated, he qualified as a lawyer in his house. I had 4 children before I went back to the university for my degree. 4 children. And I still led the class. When I did my NC, Senate had to sit over my result. They said even the handwriting doesn't look like exam handwriting. They said since the school was founded, they never had that. I had distinction in English language. I led my class. You are not dull. It's not grammar. We went to a shop. No, it's not. There are people that will never marry you because of education. Imagine if I were an illiterate. Would Bishop, will I be Bishop's wife today? I'll be Bishop's wife. It's not where you will die. No, no. You are rising. I hope you are getting blessed. You are rising. Do something with your life. If you don't want to go back to school as a house help, learn something. Learn makeup. Learn how to tie gele. It is money. It's money. I know how much I pay to make this place. Just this place. Some of you, man, you don't know it's work we are doing. Serious one. To tie that gele that you see, tonsu, it's what money. Sometimes 500. Oh, jalaman long by me, taban lo preach. Asari ya ni oja. Kenongwe. Alade. 500 naira. Bimbe. So, tabashi, MIT2. Ah. It's just 3 hours. Again, Lord, yeah. Go and learn something. That's what I'm trying to say. If you cannot go back to school, learn something with your hand. Something that can feed you. That can feed you. My daughter-in-law, Pastor Dotto's wife, and I, we were at the airport a few days ago. We were going to Akure from Lagos. And while we sat down waiting to board, a man was on the phone shouting for about 20-something minutes. Had been and I would look at ourselves like this. Go add value. I'm going to tell her, let her pack her load. I gave her money, 90,000. She went to buy phone. She doesn't work. I will take my kids from her. Yes. Uncle Remy, I need your money. You add value, see me. And the people said, Mommy, God wants you to hear this. Sit down in the morning, from morning to night, eating, watching African Magic with your life. And African Magic people are getting money from you. They change channel. All the place, you know how it's where you run emoji worries. Oh, my feel, my worry, my feel. I pity your life. Look at the scriptures that is very popular. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Even if I go and sit down now, I have activated something in you that you should ask for help. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. King James' version says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. NIV says, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of the day. Holman Christian Standard Bible Version says, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining brighter and brighter until midday. International Standard Version says, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that grows brighter until the full light of day. NET Version says, but the path of the righteous is like the bright morning light growing brighter and brighter until full day. Aramaic Bible in plain English says, but the way of the righteous one is like the shining light, and the light progresses until the day is established. That's God's plan for you. Your light must progress until your day is established. Until you two, you can look back and say, I thank God at least we have tried. Once in a while, as I'm climbing the stairs in my house, I'm putting my hand on my head. Will be raining here now. We'll try. Girl, you have done well. Baby girl, well done. Until you can say that. What are we eat till I see Jesus? I have it too. If my husband and I stop working today, what will we eat till we see Jesus? We planned our lives. Because we looked at African parents and we noticed that their lives are always dependent on their children. I told you it's your lesson credit. Until the child sends 10,000, mama cannot eat. I don't want to live my life that way. So that when my son comes and brings me 1,000,000 naira, he knows it is to provoke a blessing, not because I cannot eat or I cannot afford it. And when he's going and his wife and children, what they will carry gone? They will say, Mommy, but it's only 1,000,000 we give. Emma worry, Shamagbe. Me, you can eat car and money and call for me, Nijeta. Emma, Rolls Royce. How do I know you are a good person? The Bible says a good man liveth an inheritance. Not that when you don't wear jewelries, I'm a righteous person. What are you living for your children? That's the point. So be careful how many kids you have, because the number of children you have is the number of houses you should have. If you don't want them to fight when they bury you, look at you in the casket. Ah, daddy, here, try. 3 bedroom for a man. I may join them. Be what may you? Try, oh Baba. Try at all. I want me to find in a kosho. I had that one. And that's how that those area boys, Jesus boys. Yeah, I want me to even. And the way they speak, safe. Praise the Lord. So you've not started a labor. Don't wait for your children to come and take care of you in the evening. God will bless them. But let me tell you the truth. This is the truth. When God blesses them, the first person they remember is their wife and children. It's not their fault. They have to be responsible. It's not easy, particularly this Lagos. I hail you. You Lagosians. You go to work at 5. You come back at 11. Inside traffic, you are buying bully, buying this, buying that, saying, Jesus, what kind of life is this? I used to say that any sin I will commit that will make me live in Lagos, God, please don't let me commit it. That's why I come and go and come and go. Your light will progress. God's word translation says, but the path of righteous people is like the light of dawn that becomes brighter and brighter until it reaches noonday. You're going somewhere. Jubilee Bible 2000 says, but the path of the just is as the light of the morning star that shines more and more until the day is perfect. American Standard Version says, but the path of the righteous is as the dawning light that shines more and more until the perfect day. And then Deuteronomy's Bible says, but the path of the just as a shining light goeth forward and increases. I'm just trying to paint a picture to you that is what your life should be. It should increase. It should be better as the days go by. And in the name of Jesus, that is what will happen. Yeah. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, from verse 7. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 7. I want the King James' version. If you have it. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Pay attention to what I'm reading. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Please go ahead till I get to 15. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river, now start paying attention closely, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into 4 heads. Number one, the name of the first is Pison. That is it, which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Somebody say Pison. Say gold. Look at the second one. And the gold of that land is good. When they say gold, is it not good enough? They now say the gold is good. And there is Delium and the onyx stone. Next. And the name of the second river is Gihon. Everybody say Gihon. The same is it that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which went towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. What is Pison? This is the meaning. Increase and expansion. I want to paint a picture so that you know what you have been activated for. This is it. When God created man and put man in the garden, see what God did. He made sure that there was a river there, and the river had 4 heads. And he named it Pison, which means increase and expansion. So one business is not enough. Think of what next to do. Increase and expansion. Do something more. Mazan and I, by God's grace, are building a hospital, a big hospital in Osun State. I noticed that it's been dragging because of funds. So you know what I started doing recently? I raised a team. So we go to hospitals. I locate child patients. Because that's my passion. Children that cannot afford their hospital bills. So we have started paying. The first one we paid, I paid only 7,000 naira. She was in coma. And they could not afford what will bring that girl out of coma for 4 days. In fact, I sent 10,000 to them when they said seven. They spent 7,000 on the girl. I can show you the picture. I have all the videos on my phone because my team will make them record the situation before and after, and then they'll take pictures with her. And the parents will say, thank you, you know, all that. We have them because I'm planning for my 70th birthday. I'm 54. But I'm spending 16 years to prepare for my 70th birthday. That is when I'm going to release a legacy to this nation, if Jesus tarries. I'm putting it together when I'm 70. 7,000 naira, the girl came out of coma. Oh. She's back to school. Oh. And some of you know how much the wig on your head is. You live only for yourself. Orphanage is there. Oh. I just got a set of twins, one boy, one girl. And the government has prepared me that those children will be given up for adoption because the lady that gave birth to them was one useless, irresponsible man that impregnated her. She's a moron. I brought her to the orphanage too. I'm feeding her there with the boy and the girl. And there's a long queue of couples that want children. The government just approved that we can do adoption now. The first child we gave up for adoption is now an American citizen. We've given up two. I have an old people's home. Where old people spend their last days before they go to see Jesus. It is not easy to take care of them. Not easy. But I'm building up something in heaven. I just opened a home for abused women. Women that are in abusive relationship. One said, the husband will say, kneel down there, you idiot, you goat. Close your eyes and raise up your hands. Married woman. After 15 minutes, stand up. Go to the kitchen, fix something for me, and when you are done, clean up and get to the room. I'll come and meet you there for sex. So our people asked her, and you stay there? He beats you? He talks to you like that? He demoralizes you? You stay there? Say, I can't go anywhere. I cannot afford to rent a house. I can't pay children's school fees. That's why I'm shouting that women must have their own. Not because I want your marriages to break, but because you need it. No man wants a liability. It is not every woman that the man can slap. It will reduce tension in homes. When the man is tired, he helped you to bury your grandfather. He helped you to bury your grandmother. He helped you to do wedding for your cousin's father's brother. He helped you. The man is not El Shaddai. El Shaddai now. I'm a Korashani. I'm a need. Congo rice very later. You show you be counting the meat because the man just gave money. Ah, kilo dead the effect by me. Before you know it, it's provoked. But if the woman too can subsidize school fees, my bank, why are you like this? This school fees me. Ah, I have 300k. Ah, yeah, bring it. Wise men, that's what they do. Bring it. I started jump up. Once school fees are shiribo. When he's eating them, I say, ah, hello, I'll be careful. If you don't understand Yoruba, I just spoke in tongues. Halafi adesile. There'll be peace at home. Increase and expansion. Look at the second one, Gihon. What does it mean? Breakthrough. Go and check the meaning. Oh. This is God's plan for you. When God planted the Garden of Eden, this was what he had in mind. Increase, expansion, Gihon, breakthrough. Look at the third one, Hidikel. It means acceleration. God didn't plan for you to be down, to be a dropout, to be nothing. Acceleration. And look at Euphrates, fruitfulness. Show me where failure is in this manner. The path of the just increases. Your life gets better and better. Better and better. Better and better. That's what it will be in the name of Jesus. I want to close with the life of David. I studied the life of David and I saw the different people that helped him. I saw about 9 people that helped him. But I don't have the time. I'll just mention one or 2 maximum. Then I'll pray with you. The first person that helped David is Prophet Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. From verse 1. You notice that God said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn, go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. David was not even there at all. And his destiny was meant to be activated. God now spoke to somebody somewhere. David was following animals, sheep. He wouldn't have qualified. Nobody. It didn't even cross his mind. Hear what I'm about to say. There's a level in life when you go and look for something. You pray. You fast. Oh God. Baba, oh, excuse me. Washa, excuse me. I need a contract. Oh. It is a level and it is good. But there's another level when it comes to you. Luke chapter 1. Mary. Maybe Mary was just gisting that day. You know women, how we gist. Maybe she was gisting that day. That Joseph, I will show him when we get married. Maybe she wasn't even praying. Maybe she wasn't spiritual that day. Don't tell me it's about spirituality. The level I'm talking about today, you are not even doing anything spiritual. Chibi Ruth, Sha went to Boaz's something. This one, David didn't think throne. He was in the bush. The father did not even remember to present him. He's a level, oh. That's the level I'm trusting God for. I have started small like this. When I would just get a lot, you know when a lot come out, man. What's I not too? You just say, he's a liar. I must be dreaming. That's the level I want now, and that's the level I'm bringing you into. David was not even thinking. Mary was not thinking. Co. Level, you know, grace. Co. It's a level. Raise your two hands to heaven. Drop Bible, drop everything. Whether you are seated or standing, it doesn't matter. Lord, I raise my own too. Whatever good thing, sometimes we don't even know that it befits us. What? Oh God. Olorun o e ko se wa lore. Ah, Baba, whether we know or not, we're not even expecting. Our faith doesn't even handle, our faith cannot handle it. We're not even looking at that area at all. Like Mary, like David, and see how their lives change. We raise our hands to you, Jehovah. Please, let us hear the knock of joy. Amen. That will forever change our lives. Amen. Activate it now. Amen. In the name that is above every name. Amen. Touch your body with those hands. Sit down. It can be a wife. Like the day Bishop Adejima walked into my life. See what is inside that relationship. It can be a friend. God just brings the person into your life. God will not come down from heaven. He will send somebody. It was Samuel God sent. It was Angel Gabriel. And there are many Angel Gabriels. And they are still knocking. And each of them that God did that for, their life skyrocketed. Something was activated. Mary said, when the Lord visited her, she said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Ah! Praise worship. Certain, you know, there are some good things that God does for you. You don't wait for choir to sing. You are dancing. You know, in Agape now, they have left me to myself. Me. I will dance like I don't care. Whether it's your business. Don't dance. It's not someone like me that shouldn't dance before God. Me that used to hawk. Now an international speaker. And then I will come to church. I'll be forming. For me. Even the devil knows I can't form. Confit me. From praise the Lord. You see the mouth. Oh my soul. Once he went to Unilag. Praise the Lord. You. Where's your mouth? Praise the Lord. Oh my soul. And Don't put me on Facebook, all of you that are recording. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. His mercy is on them that fear him through all generations. He hath shown strength with his power. He hath scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. Nobody will teach you to just be coming out. I won't return, read by return. She let joke on you alone. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Koti deni. Ti a won't return by day. Pastor Ranti, how many more minutes? Few minutes, Abby. Sit down. Few Sundays. I'm going to the airport. Listen. About 5 Sundays ago, I was preaching in this Lagos, one small church, like half of this congregation, very small church. But me, I don't just go to big churches. Sometimes you see my picture everywhere. I want to encourage them. I want them to know that it's not just House on the Rock, Daystar. They are also important. So I went to this church to preach. It was Pastor Dutton that connected us. Incidentally, the pastor's name is also Dutton. When I got to the church, the husband and the wife, they were waiting to receive me. Alicia, you were the one that took me there. Good. So they were waiting. Something, you were there too. They were waiting to receive me. We went to the office, the pastor's office. When we got there, the wife was almost being deep. In fact, she said to me, "Mommy, I'm almost going into depression. I'm discouraged. Did God call us? Everything, we have done this, done that. We have sold house. We have done this. Her son cannot go back to England to continue his school." You could tell that she was genuinely discouraged. So I spoke to them, ministered, you know, and all that. And by the time I was done, for the few minutes, they were on the floor. I said, "Give thanks." So they were giving thanks to the Lord. When we were done, we now moved into the service. Somebody was ministering music. But as I came in, I felt like sitting down. Some people were standing. I just sat down and I was praying for the pastor. I wish I had prayed for myself too that day. I didn't know God would hear like that. I was praying for, I said, "God, if I'm your servant, and you have brought me here today, this couple need encouragement. Give me a token. Give me a sign. Tie it to my coming. Let them know that you called me." For about 10, 15 minutes, I prayed for them. They didn't know. They were just, you know. It was time for me to preach. I came up. While I was preaching, I heard from my own mouth, "Pastor, God is going to send somebody into your life. It will be a brush with destiny." Yeah. The person will not stay for too, may not, you know, but it will bless you once, but you will never recover. Then I went on, I continued preaching. After I was done, because they were trying to get a property, $120 million, they had 10 million, and they were trying to put another 10 million, so that it would be 20 million. They will now take it to the landlord and say, "Please, so." After I finished preaching, I felt led to raise a seed. I said, "Now, this church, don't think you are small. You can do it." I said, "I'm going to give you 1 million naira, even though I'm a guest speaker. How many of you will join me? Who can give 1 million? About 5 or 6 people joined me. I said, "Who can give 500? Who can give 250, you know? As I was raising the seed, one man just did like this. Just came out and stood. Everybody was standing. So I wanted to know whether we had the 10 million. I said, "Okay, me, 1 million. When I got to him, I said, "How much will you give?" He said, $250 million. I dropped that was the way I stood up. I dropped the microphone. I said, "Excuse me, he said, $250 million or more, ma." I came back. I said, "Can I tell the church?" He said, "If you feel led, ma." I said, "This man said he will give." The church scattered. Me too. I left where I was preaching. I went somewhere like this. I just sat like this. Service was ended. The man was looking straight. He said, "I will give 250 million naira. At least, yes, or more." everybody is scattered. Well, show announcement, you sing or come on, you know. Service is done. That's all. When I got to know who the man was or is, in this Lagos, he has an estate. He walked into the service. Along with it, he finished preaching. To encourage that woman of and man of God. He has 500 units near state in his own. Just one of the whatever. So yesterday, I was at Elevation to preach. The pastor's wife came there to honor me. I asked her, I said, how far? He said, the man said, now go and get the property. Because I want to do more than 250 million. So go and get the property. When Pastor Dotun took the microphone from me after the service, because the service is what on. This is what he did. I'm a coco. I am you. Mori. Service should be where they are. Look, I was there. I didn't see you. Mori bo, she fed. You're born in Yarila Yemi. He didn't wait for any choir. That's what I'm saying. When God does something, you will become a possibility voice by force. May God do you good. The God whose I am and who I serve shall do you good. He will give you testimonies that will look like a lie. In the name of Jesus. I need to close. Sit down. Stretch your hands while you are seated. Money is important. The money you will spend and that will make you to be a blessing all the days of your life, may God give it to you. How long to go tell Jalori me? Took the microphone, let me lower. The God that changed my life took me from the backside of life, of the desert. And has made me to be a mystery to myself. Every day I'm in tears. I'm wondering, how did I get here? What is going on? Somebody wake me up. Is this real? That's what I say almost every time. May that God that I represent activate something today in your life. Amen. That you will never ever recover from. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you're here today and there's a delay in your life, your mates have left you behind. Today, I decree that you will overtake them. Amen. If you're here today, you are sick in your body. In the name of Jesus, I go to the root of that problem and I curse it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're here today and you are trusting God for one miracle or the other. You want to be married. You need a baby. You need a job. You need some financial breakthroughs. You need favor. You need anything. Let God hear your voice today. Let God be unusually kind to you. In case you are here, you are not born again. I destroy the power of sin in your life. Maybe you are a backslider. You used to be born again, but some things happened and you went back. If you belong to the last two groups that I just mentioned, put your right hand on your chest and tell the Lord to forgive you. Tell him to wash you clean. Tell him to come afresh and new into your life. Tell him. You hand over to him today. Let him activate your journey to eternity that will end in glory. When Jesus comes, you will be a part of the wedding gift. I bless this church in the name of Jesus. I decree that you will move forward. Amen. You will run faster. Amen. And all shall be well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.